quick shout out to Sean. Sean just sent me a note. He said, spot on, sir, Your Highness. You see, Sean uses my preferred pronoun of Your Highness, which I greatly appreciate. And that's the way it should be. He uses my preferred pronoun. All right, so to hear the Biden administration tell it, the economy is like rainbows and butterflies. Jack of the beanstalk crops are growing everywhere because everything is just wonderful in the American economy. I know because I've heard Joe Biden talking about everything's wonderful. And then he goes back to sleep. It is pretty remarkable. But I wanted to bring in somebody that could bring an actual honest assessment of what's going on in the American economy at a mid-level. My next guest, Todd Hunt, he owns companies in Michigan and Indiana, manufacturing facilities, insurance agencies, and some other mid-businesses, you know, the backbone of America type businesses. And so I wanted an honest assessment of what is really going on in the world out there, so I decided to bring Todd on. Todd, good to see you. Good to have you here today.
Good morning.
So you own some different companies. You've owned different companies in your lifetime. Your specialty has been finding distressed businesses, ones that were teetering on going out of business, and figuring out why and trying to make them functional and profitable again, right? That's been your specialty. Coming out of COVID, I'm sure you've got a lot of projects you could start immediately. But when you hear the president of the United States or the governor of Michigan or whomever you hear from the left saying, well, you know, gas prices, it's not going to last very long. Inflation's just transitory. We've got to make this transition to green energy. Everything's fine. We're doing great. I mean, what do you think when you hear such things?
It's infuriating. It's absolutely infuriating from our perspective when we hear the president of the United States lying to us and saying that we have the most robust economy we've ever had in years. We're perfectly positioned globally to lead the world. It's broken. And we can't even do the basic business transactions right now. And what is so infuriating for us guys that are, you know, boots on the ground guys is that it's all politics. It's just because they say it, I guess it must be true.
Right. That's their attitude, right? You and I have talked about this in the past. The manufacturing, you're in mid-level manufacturing. Right. And you say, I can't compete with anybody. Taiwan will undersell me at this price, and Guatemala will undersell me at this price, and China will kill me here. And they want a part, whatever the part might be. And you make parts for big companies like Harley Davidson and other companies that people would know. You make different parts for different machines, right? It's one of the things you do. You can't compete. It's not even possible because of the regulations, the cost. You're behind the eight ball before you even get up in the morning, right?
Yeah, we're beat before we even get started. But where we're at now is we can't even get workers. And if we can get the workers to come to work, now we can't even get our supply of steel or aluminum or whatever we need to do the job. We are going to shut down for 2 weeks in July because we don't have raw materials.
So wait a second. Hold on. So when Joe Biden's bragging, well, the unemployment rate's only 3.5%. And that's a great thing. It's not a great thing. Millions of people transitioned out of the workforce altogether because of COVID. They left early. They retired. They did something else. So this unemployment rate of 3.5% is meaningless to you.
It's completely meaningless. And it's not just me, Steve. It's everywhere. And if I could just take 1 minute to share a conversation I had with with a local sheriff, the local sheriff I had dinner with. And all night the conversation wasn't about law enforcement. It was simply about, he said, Todd, all I do as the sheriff of this county is try to find workers. I can't even find people to come to work for me to be deputies. I have conversations daily with the construction industry. They can't find people to drive their trucks. I have business partners that are selling off trucks, fleets of trucks, because they can't find people to drive them. I'm shutting down for 2 weeks in July because I can't get raw material. Did you ever think in this country we would have to call another country to deliver our baby food, to feed our children?
It's remarkable. I mean, it's remarkable, and yet they continue down this path. Now, for me, Todd, You tell me. It started with bad energy policy on day one. Shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline didn't affect me directly that day. It cost 11,000 people their jobs. But today we look at diesel fuel prices that are at all-time record highs, crowding $6 a gallon nationally. Now, when you ship anything out of your plant, it's diesel fuel that moves it, whether it's by truck or by train or however it moves. It's by diesel fuel. So there's another cost when you can't afford the cost of raw materials to compete with Taiwan or China or whomever. Now you've got this cost of shipping that is compounding the cost of every widget you send to wherever you send it. You can't find workers, and you're not alone.
Oh, it's everywhere. Let me tell you a quick conversation I had with a gentleman that owns a restaurant and has owned it for 40 years. He normally was paying around $4 an hour for his wait staff. Now, they get tips on top of that. He now is paying $12 an hour and can't find employees. So he came to one of my insurance agencies and wanted to know what kind of insurance he could carry that if he shut down, they couldn't get to his personal assets. The point is that he's been in business for 40 years and doesn't know from day to day if he's going to be able to cook the food that the people are coming in to order.
It's unbelievable.
And then in this state, it's unbelievable. And then in this state, Steve, we've dumped all this dope into the society and all these workers have decided to go work in our area, as you all know, in the Lansing area, to go work in this dope industry. Half of them are working for cash, and it sucked all the workers.
Yeah, you see that everywhere. Well, here, and I want to go back to something else about that. The legalization of marijuana, right? You work in a company where you run big machines where people could lose a finger or an arm if something goes wrong, right? Big presses and stamps and steel and hot stuff and, you know, dangerous pieces of equipment and stuff sharp. And then you've got truck drivers, of course. You don't want them driving down the road with 25,000 pounds of whatever's on their back end high. And so you got people that can't pass drug tests because you've got everybody smoking weed. You can't pass a drug test. So how do you get people into these jobs? Because if they do smoke weed and they come and they cut their finger off at your plant, who gets sued?
We do. And now we can't even police our own plants because they're doing it on breaks and it's appalling to me that that our politicians aren't honest with us. And they're more interested in their own advancement than they are for society at large. It is a serious problem, and it will affect both the left and the right sooner or later if it's not already affecting them. We have trained we have a society out there that's trained that it's not only, you don't only not need to go to work, it's acceptable to not to go to work.
Can you imagine? Okay. Can you imagine? What would your father say to you? You're laying in bed. You're late for work. He gets a phone call. Oh, Todd, he's late for work. Can you imagine? Okay, hold that thought. You can't probably repeat those words on TV or the radio. So hold one second. We're going to hit a break here. Todd Hunt, a manufacturer, a businessman for his entire professional career, seeing America in a very tough place. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar's a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. On Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. Thegrindscore.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.